I was just talking about love. Not the love that is the result of our outward enjoyment, physical enjoyment, not the love, no. Love is charity. You see? Charity word is more suitable than the word love. So this, everybody repeats, he loves God, he loves God, yeah, he loves somebody. The homing is there are really men who really know what love is. Love is the attraction of the heart to something. It is a question of matter of head, heart, not of head. When a heart wishes something, there is radiation, and that radiation reacts from where you are just in thoughts, thinking of it. So as I told you, it is a subject of the heart, not of head. So whoever has got love, love knows service and sacrifice. There is no question high or low. King are the subject. Even the kings are made to sit on the floor as a result of love. So love knows giving away everything, body and soul and everything. Surrender, that's a matter of surrender, you see, to somebody's will, to whom you are attached at heart. You see. If your soul is attached to somewhere, then? So love is innate in our souls, innate I would say. God is love in our souls. On the drops of the ocean of all love, it is also love personified. But this love knows attachment. The lover soul would have been attached to our soul, God, you see. This has been attached to the physical thing and enjoyments, outward things. That very love is turned into attachment, you see, more. You go where you are attached. Just think within your mind where you are attached, whose love you have got in your heart. You have got love of the worldly things, world. Naturally you will come again and again to the world. If you have got love for God or the God in man, then where will you go? Where he will go. If he is not going round and round in the wheel of transmigration, how will you go? He comes from the Father and goes back to the Father. He comes with a commission to take souls back to God. So love is love if it is directed to God. Otherwise it is attachment. You see? So we have to just think deeply in our heart what we want, with whom we have got real love. Real love is no business, mind that. It's no surrender and dedication of everything to Him. How that is developed? Whom you love naturally, His sweet remembrance always at your heart. You see? And if you want to develop love, then just have a sweet remembrance of Him all the way, all day and night. But the most effective way is to sit by one who is overflowing with the love of God and the intoxication of God. His soul is intoxicated with the love of God. Company, you see, in whatever company you sit, you will have the same radiation. If you sit by a wrestler, by seeing you will have a real love for strength. If you live by some learned man, naturally you grow love for literary things. And you live, if you sit by somebody who is overflowing with love of God, then naturally you love by radiation love. This is how you get it. But such a man needs nobody except whom he loves. The Quran of the Mohammedan says, for every lover there should be some beloved. We are souls, conscious entities. Our beloved should be the Oversoul, all consciousness, God. We have made the world as our beloved. Naturally, we come again and again and again to the world. So love should be for God. Dwell that, but that you can dwell only when you sit by the company, sweet company of some God in man who is overflowing with Godhood, hoping the love of God. Then naturally you have by radiation, your soul will be, what to say, injected with love, you see. So love knows service and sacrifice, no will of its own. So I was just speaking of a story of a king who had 4 or 5 wives. In the old days they were like that, you see. So he went to some foreign land and asked his wives what presents they would like he should bring for them. Everyone said something of his own liking. But the youngest was the most, lover of the king. She wrote to him, "Well, I want you only, nothing else. You only come back." So naturally when the king came back, he sent all the presents which he wanted by the other wives, and he went to the youngest wife. This is only to show what you really want, that you will be given. You see? There's a saying of the masters, you see, that God has promised to give everything what a man wants, what his soul really desires, really wants. We simply superficially say, "God, we want you," but at the bottom of it, thereof we want worldly things. "Oh Lord, give me this thing, Lord, give me this thing." It's a business. So you got real love for God at your heart, in your heart. God will come to you. He will manifest to you. But generally we want only worldly things, here or hereafter. Those who care for the love of God, they don't anchor out the worldly things, nor the worlds of the other world, you see, nor even emancipation, you see. You would like only one thing, God. No heaven, no earthly things. No, even stopping our emancipation funds for them, not that even. He only want to be with God, that's all. If you got really that anchoring in our heart, then naturally we must be God. God will come to us. If we take one step that way, He will proceed 100 steps to receive us. So we have to decide what we want at heart of hearts. Are we here only for the worldly things? Are we here only for the name and fame of the world? Are we here only to have things of the other world or heaven? Are we really after only emancipation? Emancipation from birth and death? A real lover wants none of them, you see. He wants God, and God alone. This is what is the ideal, highest ideal that we can reach achieve in man body and no other. So we have to decide only, look into the deepest recesses of your heart, what you want. If you want God, God will meet you, sure and certain. If you want anything, you will have the same thing. There's nothing short with him. He gives everything whatever you want. But why, when you go to him, why you want only ordinary pebbles and stones and this and that? The real thing is we should judge how we stand. That's it. Day to day, all the result of these reading scriptures, doing penances, performing this ritual or that, are doing one pilgrimage or the other. When all results in amount to them, what you have got in your heart of heart. Have you done now for God? Well and good. If not, then you must be going round later in transmigration. That's the only direction of the your attention, this way or that way. Bhulle Shah was a saint in India. He came to his master. He was just what is a gardener, just putting some plants here, some there, you see. He asked him, well, how the God could be met? He said, oh, it's very easy, you see. Just take one plant from here, put it there, plant it there. That's all. You divert your attention from this to that. That's all. God is there already within you, not living in heaven, you see. It is very power controlling your body. So this is what is wanted. See where you stand. If you want God, or the God in man, you will have it. So these are things we have to judge daily, where we stand. We have been all around, you see, for years and years, in one, doing one sort of practices or the other, or join one school of thought or the other. What is the fruit? What is the net result? Have you developed love for God? That's all. We are only, I mean, true prophets from your man body. If not, then you have made, what you say, the very preparation to come back again and again, that's all. So love needs no outward forms, rituals or any, what you say, outward labels, you see. It does not even want your body. It is a matter between you and God. Body, if man body is given to you as a very golden opportunity in you, in which you can direct your soul to God. That's all. You will go where you are attached, that's all. Very simple, no philosophy required. You are really attached at heart, you see, with God or the God in man. Naturally, you won't return. You will go where He goes. So Master, do not want any man to change his outer forms or rituals, this and that thing, you see. So remain where you are. Your souls, conscious entities, you have been endowed with this golden opportunity of man-body. Just direct your soul towards the very power which is controlling you in the body. So body is the true temple of God, you see, in which you reside as well as your God resides. So outer forms and rituals are outer labels of one school of thought or the other, that makes no difference. So martial arts only look from the label, not from the labels of what you are wearing on your body, but it looks to you as man, as soul. And the same controlling power residing in every heart. So please, you understood what is love? It is a subject of heart, not of head. A very learned man may be divide of heart. So love overrules head. And sometimes I stand in the way of love, heart. So these are the things that we have to judge day from day to day. How far we have developed love, which way? This side or that side? To the world or to the world? WORLD, world. To the world, then you are attached to the world. If you take it, I-hood, you become God, world. Take out L from the world, world, then it means world. God is world, world was in the beginning, world was with God, and world was God. Spirituality is not difficult, it is, I think, most natural, most easy way. In the worldly thing, you have to make hypotheses, you have to put in years and years and years. Even then you cannot boast you know everything of the worldly thing, but doing that way, the other way, well, you just come to the root of all creation. Only the direction of your attention from this side to that side. This is the way to go. And just you can judge what you want. You will have everything what you want in due course. But why not want God, you see, so that you may be His and He may be yours, nobody else to intervene. Body, mind, or anything outside world. So masters always give this advice or wise counsel to the people at large, irrespective whether they belong to one school of thought or the other. To them there is no difference. Whether you are residing in a church or a temple or a gurdwara or a mosque, that makes no difference. These are places meant for worshipping God, to develop love for God. That's all. By mere attending those things, that is not sufficient. You must see what you have got as a result. All the performances boil down to what? Just a man is taken away in conscription, I will say, you see. Man is taken by force, go and find. You are helpless, and you don't get anything in the evening, then what is good of that? The fruit of all outward performances, reading scriptures, doing practices, penances, is to see how far you have love for God. That's all. That's the fruit. And that is the best way to develop, is to meet somebody, to sit in the company of somebody who is overflowing with the love of God, intoxication. And that intoxication, you see, could be had where eyes are the windows of the soul, and the soul peeps out from there, looks out. In whatever way it is just imbued, you see, you have the same radiation through eyes. Our master, when we went to bow down to him, he said, oh, what is there down there? Look at me. So, eyes are the window, that's the most effective way of having radiation direct. You forget everything, your body, everything, world, everything. So judge every day how for your dwelt love within you for God, that's all. That is, I just think that you can dwell in man, but in nowhere else, in no other body. So you padne ke, this is not only for reading us. You may fill in your brains with the libraries of the world, you see, all scriptures. You have to simply see what love you have dwelt in your body. Say, Sadi has been a saint, he says, if you have not dwelt love for God, you are simply having books, all scriptures, laden over an ass. You are filled in library in your brain, not a drop of it in your soul. Once one student, he was carrying a book under his arms, went to Ramakrishna Paramahansa. He asked him, what is it? What is that book, please? He said, it's a book. So Ramakrishna Paramahansa asked him, why? What is this book what you're carrying under your arm? He said, sir, it is show how to make water. He laughed and said, all right, squeeze some of the leaves of the book and see how many drops of water you lose now. You follow what he meant? So simply by reading books, this and that, and that's of course first step. But it is not all. How many drops of water could be squeezed from the leaves of the books? You speak of God. Speak of God in man. Speak of love of God. But how many drops you have got? This is to be considered. We don't care to these things. We simply stick to the outer thing, we lay down our life for these things, and that is deterioration, I would say. Make the best use of them. Know how for God consciousness you have dwelt. How much love you have dwelt for God. So I would say step by step, that's the highest thing. Then next comes when you are attached to the church, ritual penances, this and that thing. But sometimes God is forgotten, they take the foremost place. We lay down for these outward things and forget God. The deterioration. Further deterioration comes when you forget God, even the church, everything. For to meet selfish ends, you become the protectors and the contractors of the currents of the school of thought which you are professing. And there's fight, there's dissension, there's strife. You follow? No. What's the great position? So just see how far you are traveling. With all what you have read, with all your carrying in your arms or in your brain or anything, what is the result? Do you only remember God or hear the name of God? Your heart becomes full and tears roll down from your cheeks. Then it's all right. It is something on the way. There's hope. As when you see clouds, there's hope for the rain. And there are blossoms in a tree, fruit-laden tree, there's hope for the fruit. Otherwise, all fruitless, excuse me. Fruitless, after all, you will have, for good things, you will have reaction of good. Bad things, bad things, that is not fruitless, but that will bear not the true fruit to reach God. This is what I mean to say. Just understand, you have here, come here, I've got no rituals, no forms, nothing of the sort here, no temples, no churches, no mass. Why? Because this is the highest thing I'm talking to you. Remain where you are. You are not to, but make, you are not to leave them, but you have to make the best use of them and see how far you have proceeded, advanced, progressed on the way. So that is one of the reasons why I've got no church, no temple, no thing. And they take them as the elementary steps. People are stuck fast there, they don't bear the fruit what for there. Do performing those rituals or performing methods of might, outward performances, you might say, the song. Here we have got no, I mean, no such a one form, what label you are being of one school of thought or the other, we never care for it. We want to just say that you are a man, you are a soul. The same God is within you. You must rise in that God consciousness, you know. That's the main thing of the Ruhani Satsang, what we are after here. This is what the world needs today. अच्छा भाई बात समझ आ गई पहुंचो क्या बना अगर उसका प्यार हो तो ये कश्म किसे कहाँ रहेगी लड़ाइयाँ कहाँ रहेंगी द्वैत कहाँ रहेगी जबान मीठी होगी कि नहीं ये है देखने की क्राइटेरिया कसौटी कि तुम क्या बने अगर वही है चार बेडंगी जो आगे थी अब भी हैं आगे भी मिजाज गर्म था अब भी गर्म है आगे एक बुरा कहता तुम भी बुरा कहते थे आगे तुम झूठ बोलते अब भी झूठ बोलते हो आगे देखो अब भी है मिजाज जो कुछ तुम कर रहे हो जिसका कोई फल नहीं अगर गंदगी के गंदगी का ढेर हो उस पर रेशमी कपड़ा डाल दो तो क्या खुशबू आएगी उसे तुम दुनिया को धोखा दे सकते हो उस प्रभु को धोखा नहीं दे सकते जो अंदर नहीं बैठे He will judge you from your heart, not outward appearances. If there is a just, I mean, amount of filth, or that you have a very silken cloth spread over it, do you mean to say there is no order from that? So we can deceive the world, not the God within us. But take to your heart what is being said. You see, see how far you are changed. If you are the same man as old man with the same low nature, outwardly you are very, very good dresses, very good forms, outwardly just making a wishing and paying homage and this and that, and your heart is not changed. What did the Christ say? You remember? He said, change your heart. For the kingdom of God is at hand. You see? Change your heart. This is what all masters say, you see. We don't listen to those words, simply we go on with the outward things or for the worldly things we need from them. That's all. How many there are who really come only for God's sake here? If they are coming for God's sake, they will have it sure and certain. If they are coming for some other things, then they will have only those things, not God. अच्छा भाइयों यहाँ के आने का फायदा यही है कि तुमको प्रभु मिले दिन में देखो कि क्या चाहते हो अगर तुम्हारी हालत वही है जो आगे थी वही है चाल बेढंगी जो आगे थी सब ये व्हाट इज यूज ऑफ योर कमिंग हियर इसका क्या फायदा हमारी हालत बदलनी चाहिए ना आगे झूठ नहीं बोलते थे झूठ बोलते थे अब नहीं बोलते तब ठीक आगे किसी चीज से अदायश नहीं करते थे अब नहीं करते तो भी ठीक आगे दुखी दर्दों के दुख बांटते थे नहीं बांटते थे अब बांटते हो तो भी ठीक अगर तुम्हारी हालत वही है जैसे ईर्ष्या द्वेष वही है दूसरों का बुरा चित्तन वही है तो फिर क्या है बाहरी शक्लों से प्रभु को धोखा नहीं दे सकते तो दुनिया को बेशक कब तक दोगे आखिर जाहिर हो जाता पाज उगड़ जाता